listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
A blinded veteran has helped Americans see how to overcome great adversity. Corporal Neftali Sanchez was 19 when he was wounded by an exploding grenade while on patrol in Korea. The explosion caused the loss of both his eyes and both his arms below the elbows. Instead of languishing in self-pity, Sanchez refused to abandon the bright future and full life he had envisioned for himself before his injury. After completing blind rehabilitation in 1955, he graduated from Pepperdine University in 1959 and received a master's degree 2 years later. Along the way, he discovered an organization that would serve him and to which he would dedicate much of his life for the next 47 years. The Blinded Veterans Association, BVA, offers any blinded veteran a variety of free services. For more information, visit www.bva.org or call 800-669-7079.
Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aids is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aid is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living Aids, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you, just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aid.
In 2066, my son will be 100 years old. Most of us won't be listening to this radio show then. Have you made plans to ensure all your funeral and burial expenses are taken care of? I'm serious now, because if you didn't, you should, or you'll risk leaving a huge financial burden to your family, and nobody wants that. Remember this name, Choice Mutual. They'll help you get a burial insurance plan to cover your funeral bills. And with them, it's for the blind community and the sighted community, because they'll work with us. You don't have to sign paperwork. Everything is basically verbal. That's right, it's verbal. Call today. 1-800-955-0143. Call today. And remember to tell them you heard it on Blind and Beyond Radio Show and get your beautiful bracelets just for calling. Call today. 1-800-955-0143.
Is it a struggle getting your blood work done? Is the price too high? No insurance is needed, none whatsoever. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. Any Lab Test Now. We're in your healthcare budget. Affordable upfront prices, no surprise bill. In and out in 15 minutes or less. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. That's right, Any Lab Test Now. Conveniently located 8975 West Colonial Drive in Ocoee, Florida. Most test results only in 24 to 72 hours. Work-friendly hours, including Saturdays. Mention radio and receive $15 off any lab test value at $49 or more. Offer only valid at our Ocoee location. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. If you need lab work, there's only one place to go. Call today, 407-930-8200. That's 407-930-8200. Any Lab Test Now.
It's going to happen. One of these days, you or your loved one will need home care. And when that happens, don't panic, don't stress, don't worry. For peace of mind, just make one phone call to Home Care Assistance of Orlando. Companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medication reminders, bathing, grooming, and dressing, and much more. What separates Home Care Assistance of Orlando from all the rest? High caliber caregivers, high quality caregiving. Call Home Care Assistance of Orlando, 407-232-7155, 407-232-7155. Visit homecareassistanceorlando.com.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been So many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back. That's right. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is the second hour. Hope you enjoyed the first hour. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. We are live from Orlando, Florida. If you wish to call in, wherever you are, in the United States, Canada, wherever, even Australia, wherever you are, you can call in 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Nina, are you still there?
I'm still here.
What's the name of your show that's going to be August the 27th? What's the name of your show?
The Blind and Beyond Radio Show of Kids.
All right.
And Nina is going to be the host. She's 10 years old, and she's from Orlando. This show is going to be all over the country as well. In the studio, in case you just tuned it in, which I'm sorry you just tuned it in, but if you just tuned it in, we have Lee. I'm sorry. I was going to say Lee. Your name is not Lee. It's my wife.
Dr. O'Neill, that's the second time you forgot my name in the last month.
I'm going to be married 30 years, so what can I tell you?
Memory's the first thing.
I don't know if this is a senior moment anymore.
You better be careful, Mike.
I'll
you might go on punishment.
Whatever your name is.
My co-host today, my best part of my life, is Lynn Golder.
There you go.
I forgive you. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the second hour, and we're going to have a lot of fun. We're so happy Dr. O'Neill's here, and Goddess, and Dave, and Nina, and Brenda, and Kathy, and Jarell. Full house tonight.
We got a party going on.
And Dave is poised. His fingers are on the guitar, ready to go.
So listen here, folks. Hope you're still there. David.
Yes, I am still here.
Okay, I want to hear something on that thing. What do you call it? Guitar? Violin? What
I wanted to ask David first, though, how he got into music and what was his inspiration behind learning the guitar at a younger age.
Well, I'll tell you, I've always loved music. In fact, my parents said one of my first words was record player, believe it or not. Aside from mom and dad, it was record player. I'd be running around the house going, record player all day. So, yeah, and it's true, you know. Of all words to pick up, or a couple words, but I love music from the start, and I told my mom and dad I wanted to definitely get a guitar when I was around 6 years old, and of course, they all thought that was far too big. Are you sure you don't want to get a ukulele? It's only got four strings. It'll be much easier. No, I want a guitar. So when I was, for Christmas, I got a guitar that was about the same size I was. Took a couple of years to for my fingers to grow enough to where I could really play much of anything. But got started that way. My mom actually helped me start because at 7 or 8 years old, the music teachers didn't want to take on a young kid, especially one that couldn't see. Most teachers were used to teaching with written out music, and even later on as an adult, not every teacher's willing to teach someone that's blind necessarily. So my mom got one of the beginner guitar books and read to me, told me where to put what finger on what on string, and so my mom really was my first music teacher, and she didn't even play guitar, but she was willing to help me out to get started, and the rest is history. Took some lessons over the years, but picked up a lot of it myself, and with the help of her getting me started, I'm enjoying it today. Able to have fun playing for other people, and of course it's just great enjoyment for my own satisfaction, but it's also thrilling to be able to play for other people and for them hopefully to be able to give them a little lift in their in their day. So I have a great time with it.
What a special gift you have.
Absolutely.
I'm very fortunate, and especially enjoy being able to share it with others. But
can we hear a song?
No.
Come on.
This is all build up for some.
Come on, Mr. Dave, give him a little bit.
Yeah. All right, let's see. What should I play first? I'll tell you what. I want to play a song for Dr. O'Neill because.
Okay.
I know old wild man Shaq went to LSU, so I'm going to play a song about New Orleans because I love the city of New Orleans. It's like one of my favorite places on this planet. So
all right.
I'm doing a song for Dr. O'Neill here.
Thank you.
Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans and missing each night and day? I know I'm not wrong, the feeling getting stronger the longer I stay away. It's the moss-covered vines, the tall sugar pines where mockingbirds used to sing. And I like to see the lazy Mississippi hurrying in to spring. All the Mardi Gras, the memories, a Creole tunes will fill the air. And I dream of old Leander's in June, and now I'm wishing that I were there. Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans? 'Cause that's where I left your heart. Oh, there's something more. I miss the one I care for more than I miss New Orleans. The Mardi Gras and the memories, a Creole tunes will fill the air. And I dream of old Leander's in June, and now I'm wishing that I were there. Now do you know what it means to miss New Orleans? 'Cause that's where it left your heart. Oh, there's something more. I miss the one I care for more than I miss New Orleans.
Ah,
there you go.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
I understand we've got a caller on the line calling in. Where are you calling from, caller?
This is Gary from Orlando.
Gary from Orlando, Florida.
Okay. That's a familiar voice. Hey, Gary, what's up, man?
Hey, Dave, good going, buddy.
Thank you, thank
Hello,
you.
Hello, Gattis.
Hi, Gary, how
Dr.
are you?
Dr. O'Neill.
Hi, Gary.
And I got a couple things I want to do. Is I want to let everybody know of something I had very good to eat today.
Okay.
The audience listens to the show, and they know that I go to Niagara Falls, and I brought home the second half of my dinner and ate it today.
Oh my God, that's gross. That is gross. So, wait. How long ago did you come back from Buffalo? How long ago?
A month ago.
What?
A month, maybe.
And you had the spaghetti a month later? Oh my God.
Yeah, I froze it. Put it in my suitcase.
That is gross.
Hey, okay. So
you like that pasta hard, huh?
Oh, God.
Yeah, really.
A good test for the team.
I want to be the first to talk to our new host of the show. And I want to ask her, because Michael hasn't filled me in. If you don't know, I am a co-host on the show.
Okay.
I am a co-host on the show. And I want to ask you, because Michael didn't tell me, how did you find out about our show? and what inspired you to do to come and be a host?
Who are you talking to?
Nina.
Oh, Nina. Nina, is she in the room?
Yeah.
She's in the
Nina. Oh, here she comes.
Yeah, someone talking to you.
Gary from Orlando. From
may have to repeat the question.
Okay.
How do you know about the radio show? He wants to know.
Okay, Nina, once again, I'm a host on the show, a co-host. And Michael hasn't told me, but I wanted to know how did you find out about our show? What inspired you to come on and be a host on our show for the kids?
Well,
friends of your mama.
Yeah, my mom is friends with
okay. Someone else. Okay.
Well, my mom is friends with Michael and Lynn, and we were listening to the show one day, and then they started talking about the radio show for kids, and I asked, and I thought it would be a good idea.
Well, also
very good.
But she's leaving out something very important. Wait, Gary.
She left out something very important. Interview.
Okay, wait a minute. She left out something very important. You left out, before we asked her, we were talking to her, and I said to Lynn, listen to her vocabulary. I said, her vocabulary is tremendous, and she has a very good personality. Mm-hmm. She'll be good as the host.
Absolutely.
So that's what happened.
And I just want to say the reason, Nina, right, that you hesitated, because we were talking about this before, because we gave her permission. It's okay to say Michael and Lynn. Mm-hmm. Because when we were growing up, everything was Mr. and Mrs.
Absolutely.
Right.
That's the point. That's why she hesitated, because we talked in the car coming here about, in today's world, very few people say, they say Mary and Joe or something.
Yeah.
Well, what I was taught, it was always Mr. and Mrs. Jones.
Right.
You never said anybody.
That's it.
If you were 10 years old and you're talking as a mother or a grandmother, you don't say Louise, you say Mrs. Jones.
Absolutely.
I mean, most of my neighbors in the neighborhood, I never called anybody by their first name. It was always Mrs. Jones or Mr. Jones. So that's why she hesitated, because I know what she was thinking. What is that, right, Lena? Nina, is that right?
Yes, that's great.
Nina, would you like to? You might.
Thank you for calling in, Gary.
Yep. Okay, Nina, good luck, and I will be behind you all the way.
Thank you.
Sure. Talk to you later. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye, Gary.
But what were you saying, Lynn?
I think we should get the second trivia.
Okay, trivia time. Okay, we're going to go to trivia now, and here we go. Trivia time. This song, everybody should know, and you should know. It's almost embarrassing if you don't know. I give you an easy one. So let's go and play the song. 407-894-680. It's embarrassing if you don't know this one.
It's all easy for you, Mike.
Can we play?
No.
Man.
407-894-1680. Who's singing?
We can have some goldfish.
Okay. Let's see.
That's not it.
What?
In the sun and make a groovy lemon pie. The candy man. Yeah, the candy man can. Oh, the candy man can, cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good. Oh, the candy man makes everything he makes satisfying and delicious. Talk about your childhood wishes. You can even eat the dishes. Yay, 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 who can make tomorrow? Put it in a dream. Separate the sorrow and collect them all the cream. The candy man. She's going to run out and call
in
the parking lot. Okay, let's see if anybody knows who's singing that song. 407-894-1680. If you don't get this in a minute, you should be embarrassed.
Wait, I want to put out a vote. Can't we talk while we're waiting for trivia?
Yes.
What do you think, Dr. Anya?
Yes.
He's telling
me
no talking. No. What do you all think? We can talk.
Yes. All right.
Talk. Okay. Talk.
Time is going by fast, so we
talk.
Need to talk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Talk. Well, wait, I'm listening, Dr.
We got to get all of our ideas in.
I want to ask Dave a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Dave, how did you...
I see it, Brenda. Yeah.
We got a caller coming in.
Uh-oh.
Gary's calling back.
Not allowed.
Yeah, Michael.
What did you want? What did you want?
The Candyman is by Sammy Davis Jr.
Oh.
There we got it.
Wow. Good for you.
I mentioned the other day, he was told to sing the song Candyman.
Gary just
won
$10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue.
Okie dokie. I don't win too many, you know that.
Yeah, I know. You don't call like the songs. There, okay. Guys. You can walk
right,
from here.
All right,
bye. Take care.
Sonny's Barbecue. Tell them about
yeah,
Sonny's
Barbecue.
Barbecue.
Very good food, that's for sure.
It is.
They got it $14.95, all you can eat. And yeah. I had three times I ordered helping.
Ooh.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. Stay tuned for Blind and the Other.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs, and you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aids is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aid is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living Aids, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aids.
It's going to happen. One of these days, you or your loved one will need home care. And when that happens, don't panic, don't stress, don't worry. For peace of mind, just make one phone call to Home Care Assistance of Orlando. Companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medication reminders, bathing, grooming, and dressing, and much more. What separates Home Care Assistance of Orlando from all the rest? High caliber caregivers, high quality caregiving. Call Home Care Assistance of Orlando, 407-232-7155. 407-232-7155. Visit homecareassistanceorlando.com.
This is Lynn, and I've got a reality check for you. We'll all one day pass away, and you don't want to leave the burden of unpaid funeral expenses to your loved ones. Choice Mutual can help you secure a burial insurance plan to ensure that never happens. Most health issues are accepted, and you can apply and sign with just your voice. The process is paperless. For peace of mind, call Choice Mutual at 1-800-955-0143, and don't forget to mention you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show to receive your free bracelet. That's 1-800-955-0143. Or visit online at choicemutual.com.
We are back. Yes, we are. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. By the way, my name is Michael. I'm the host. And you want to call in? It's 407-894-1680. And you want to look us up on the web. It's blindandbeyondradioshow.org. By the way, if you missed any part of this show or if you want to listen to any other show, just go back and put in blind. Don't forget the and, A-N-D, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. If you want to write to us, if you know any blind children who like to be on the show, let us know. Blind, write to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's right, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Dr. O'Neill?
Yes.
I'm sorry, rudely interrupted you before we went to break. You were asking a question of David, Let's hear your question.
Well, first I wanted to tell David that song was beautiful.
Yes.
And thank you.
And I appreciate you sharing your gift. And my question is, do you play any other instruments?
I play a few other instruments badly.
Oh.
I can play violin well enough to all the neighbor animals scurry.
Oh, my goodness.
They start heading for the highway. Yeah. So I play some hand percussion, and I do play some bass, which is very similar to guitar, but primarily guitar. To be honest with you, I'd love to learn how to play the piano, but I know how long it took to get decent on the guitar, and I'm learning all the time still. At 55 years old, I'm still picking up different stuff from other people. So I've been reluctant to even dabble with the piano because I know it's going to take a long time to get to where I want to go. But not yet. Now I do. I cheat, however, I have to tell you, being a fan of technology, I've got an electric guitar set up that uses technology called MIDI, where I can play the chords on a guitar and actually trigger synthesizers. So I can play the guitar and be able to get the sounds of organs and brass sections and barking dogs and all other important things like that. So when I'm writing a song and want to record it at home on a computer, I can also be able to fill in. I would much prefer playing with a real keyboard player, but let's say I don't happen to have an accordion player around, and I want to try to see what it sounds like to add some accordion. I can do that with this device on my guitar. So. I do cheat a little bit. It's kind of like a one-armed piano player.
Do you have a studio in your house?
I do, in the garage. The garage is used for many things, but fortunately there is air conditioning in there.
I was
there
just
going
to ask you what they need in the equipment. Good.
Yeah. Yeah. My poor wife has to park the car outside because there's no room for the car in the garage with every with my gear in there and whatnot, but.
He did have a studio during his bachelor days, but now it's just kicked out to the garage.
That's right, kicked out of the garage.
But I see.
Works good for me, though.
David, yeah.
Caller from Brunswick, Georgia.
Yeah, we'd like to welcome back Carolyn from Brunswick, Georgia. Hi, Carolyn. How you doing?
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn. We were just wondering where all our other state people were.
How's Brunswick?
There you are.
It's good. I just got home. I heard you call while I was away. But I didn't have your number to call you back, and I'm home now.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine. Thank you. Thanks for calling. Yeah.
And I still want to donate to the kids' show.
We appreciate that. So how are you?
I'm good, and I'm enjoying the show as usual.
Okay.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Thank you for listening.
All right. Thanks, Dr. O'Neill. I really enjoy you and Goddess and Dave and Brenda and everybody and Nina. Looking forward to the kids show.
Well, we do too.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much,
Carolyn.
Thanks, right. Carolyn.
Thanks, Carolyn. Right, we're
going
to have David play another song now. Okay, so stay tuned.
Okay.
All have right. a good Sunday,
take care.
Carolyn.
Take care. Bye bye. Okie dokie. Mm-hmm. Bye bye. All right, Dave. What's next?
Wow. Okay. What is next?
What is next?
You know, a couple things ran through my mind, and let's see. I'll do an original song, I think.
Okay.
Not a non-controversial one, Michael. Don't worry. This will be a mellower one this time. This song actually was inspired by a train trip. We brought my son to Ireland and Scotland when he graduated high school as a gift because he loved the history from that area. So on a train trip in Ireland, we got to check out some cool places, and so I wrote a song, and incidentally, I'm a ham radio operator. I talk to folks all over the world, and a gentleman, he actually owned a radio station in New Zealand, of all places, was talking to me and said, send me some of your original material. So I sent him this song, and he played it on his radio station down in New Zealand, so that was pretty cool. And even sent me a recording of him announcing it later, it was quite a thrill hearing this New Zealand dude. So But anyway, this is a song called When I Hit the Road. Mm-hmm. Well, the work is slow and the money tight, so I think I'll catch this train tonight. Got a one-way ticket, Cork, I'll go. Leave behind the girl that loves me so. When I hit the road, seems to me, no matter far I roam, where I lay my hat from that moment, it's my home. So we made a stop in Limerick Town. Makes me think of going back. There's no job there guaranteed me, and just a few smokes in my pack. Oh, when I hit the road, seems to me, no matter far I roam, where I lay my hat at the moment, it's my home. And as we're coming up on Waterford, what's that hit my ear? There was a lovely Colleen asking me, anybody sitting here? Ah, when I hit the road, seems to me, no matter far I roam, where I lay my hat at that moment, it's my home. When I hit the road, it seems to me, yo.
And that was Big Dave Hildebrand.
So that was a little original.
Very good, David.
About the train ride in Ireland.
Oh, that's nice. And if you folks want to call in, now's the time. Oh, we're wide open now.
I was going to do my thing, but we have a caller calling in from New Hampshire.
Jody. Oh, New Hampshire.
Wow. Jody from New Hampshire.
Jody from New Hampshire. Are you there, Jody from New Hampshire?
Yes, I am. I just found your show, and I'm delighted to hear you, and I'm formerly from Florida.
Oh.
And I just wanted to call and say hi to all my friends down there, and I just thought I'd let you know that somebody way up north is listening.
Well, thank you so much for calling.
Hi.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. May I ask, Jody, how you found out about the show? I'm being nosy.
In an email on a list, and when I'm going to share it with other lists.
Wonderful.
Too.
Absolutely wonderful.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jody.
Spread the word.
Thank you.
And spread the word also for those, if you can, if you know any blind kids. Starting August the 27th, we'll have a show between 6 and 7 just for kids.
Well, I'm looking forward to that, too.
Okay, that'll be the fourth Sunday of the month, every month, the fourth Sunday of the month. So, thank you for calling in.
Thank you. You all take care.
Keep on listening, Jody.
Okay, bye-bye.
So, everybody out there, I just wanted to remind you, if you'd like to receive a free travel clock, well, then pick up the phone and call Independent Living Aids. The number is 800-537-2118. That's 800-537-2118. And Independent Living Aids has a wonderful variety of all kinds of assistive aids that will help you with your daily living.
And after they tell them, they heard it on blind.
That's right.
Well, you didn't say that.
Michael, then why don't you, here, you tell them.
You have to say when you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show when you call in.
You're absolutely correct. And I know Sheila called in last week, and she said she had a wonderful experience calling them. They were very, very helpful. They can give you, they can tell you about daily living aids that assist with reading, with grooming, with eating, with organizing, and just overall healthy living. So call Independent Living Aids, and if you don't want to call, just visit them online at independentliving.com.
Oh, that's good. That's a good agency.
That's right.
Yeah, it cool. sounds like you work very close with them, Goddess.
Yes, I do. And they are a very good agency, and they provide some very affordable aids to help you in your everyday daily living skills.
Plus, they know their stuff, too.
Yes,
like
they
when you, you can call in if you don't know exactly what you're looking for. The people
on the
phone bank are nice. They know what they're doing, and they can get the items to you real quick.
And don't forget to say, you heard it on Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This week, got a free clock, and they also know that
it's
you're
it's
listening.
A travel clock.
The travel
that's
clock.
Awesome.
Yep.
Oh, wonderful.
You only get it, though, if you say Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
You have to support the advertisers.
That's right. You have to support the advertisers.
Absolutely.
Well, that's good to know.
Works mostly all our advertisers, by the way, if you listen to us.
They're wonderful people.
They're wonderful people supporting the show, but they're all going to give you something back. If even if you go for, like, the blood, any lab test now, he gets $15 off. So pretty much all our advertisers give you something back when you say Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
That's awesome.
All right. Catherine's parents are calling
there
in.
You're kidding.
Catherine's parents, where are they calling in from?
Hi, Catherine's parents.
Hello. No, actually, they're not on the line. I just wanted to say, can Kat say hi to her parents? She is all shades of red and blue.
She was pink when she came in.
I know. I've been pink all day. Hey, Mom and Dad. Thanks for listening up in Michigan. Love you guys and see you next month.
You can call in from Michigan and say hello, folks.
I was just going to say that.
Yes.
You guys can call in, Mom and Dad. Come on now.
What's the number? What's the number they should call?
407-894-1680. Let me repeat that. I'll say it slow. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. You can call in and want to say hello.
Operators are standing by.
Yes.
And so are we.
That's right. Don't let us down, parents. Come on now.
Just remember one thing. As Dr. O'Neill said with Goddess, just remember the key of life, and that really is the big key of life. Mm-hmm. If you want to be positive and focused, we already know that life isn't fair. Mm-hmm. But to be positive, it's not how many times you've been knocked down, but how many times you get back and what you say when you get back up. Because the point is you can quit or you can keep on coming back.
That's right.
I've been knocked down from blindness, from cancer, all kinds of things get knocked down. Mm-hmm. And I keep on coming back, keep on coming back. And that's the whole thing in life.
Absolutely.
Because the whole point is, if you are, let's just say, you want to be motivated, if you want to be positive, you can do something with your life.
That's
and if you don't want to be motivated, you want to sit there and say, I'm blind, I can't do anything, then you'll do nothing. And you'll have nothing, and you'll cry, and you'll say, I've got nothing because I'm blind. But if you want to do something with your life, don't just blame it on your eyesight, because you got a lot more to life than your eyesight.
Absolutely.
What, Lynn?
We have another caller, Dr. O'Neill. Would you like to welcome the next caller?
Yes, Jody from Port Orange, Florida. Jody, how are you? You're online.
I'm doing terrific tonight. How are you?
Fine. Thank you for calling in.
I wanted to let you know that I was really inspired by Goddess' story, and David, you're an excellent guitar player.
Ah, thank you.
Thank
appreciate
you, Jody.
That.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And where
we're
are you
all
calling
inspired
in from,
by God.
Where are you calling in from, Jody?
Port Orange, Florida, just south of Daytona Beach.
Yeah. Cool.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling in. Keep on listening.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Was she a first-time caller?
I believe so.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much for calling in.
We're here every week, so tune in next week, too.
She's hanging.
Don't
she's
be a stranger.
Now.
Yeah.
Okay. But that's good, though. The word is getting out about Blind and Beyond Radio Show. I've been telling a lot of people, so I hope they're listening.
Yeah,
thank
me
you.
Too.
Thank you.
Okay, listen, folks. If you're still out there, you can call in, 407-894-680. If you want to ask Dr. Neil something? You want to ask David something? If you want to ask God something, you might not want to call in and ask for me something because I might tell you the truth. And the truth, they hurt you.
Well, I give you a piece of his mind.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. So. Oh, Michael, why don't you tell everybody about any lab tests now, and I'll give the address.
Well, it's a place to go. Any lab test now is definitely the place to go if you need some kind of work done, whether it be drugs or whatever. Like you need a PSA for your whatever. I have to go all the time for my PSA to keep my cancer in check, and I go for my PSA checked. And so they do blood work all the time. And one of the things I like about them, very important. Any what's the name of it again?
Any lab test now.
I always get it backwards. Any lab test now. Tom's a really nice guy, the owner. But one of the things I like about it, you don't have to make a reservation.
Nope.
You don't have to go crazy. And they don't have a lot of people there smoking or coughing or anything else.
And you said there were no closed rooms. It's all open.
It's all open. And the bottom line is they don't have very few people in there. So this way you go in. And you're out, like he said, you're out in 15 minutes, right. In and out, right. Boom, boom,
and
boom.
Saturdays.
And open on Saturdays.
And where are they located?
Awesome. I'm going to tell you right now. You ready, Freddie?
Yes.
Okie dokie. It's 8975 West Colonial in Ocoee, okay. Corner of Good Homes and Colonial. That's not far from you.
No.
So that it's called Any Lab Test Now. They do complete blood count, chemistry panel, basic checkup panel, lipid panel, blah, you know, the whole thing.
Then I get $15 off.
Yeah, well, B12 tests, allergy testing, fatigue panel, thyroid. Mm-hmm. Anyway, if you mention Blind and Beyond Radio Show, Tom will give you a $15 discount off the very low price anyway. I think it starts at
$49. You know what they said they had?
And you don't
which
have
is very
insurance.
Cheap. What was the thing they had that... When you go in and you find out about your relatives.
Oh, the genealogy test.
Yeah, he has that for 100 and I think $80,
yeah.
190 bucks.
Yeah.
It's very cheap compared to other places, very expensive.
So
Dr. O'Neill?
Yes.
What else do you have to say for yourself, young lady?
What's new with you since we saw you last?
Well, I've been doing a lot of traveling in a good way, and I'm getting ready to take a road trip. I'm going back to Springfield, Massachusetts. I'm going to visit the National Basketball Hall of Fame.
There you go.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yes.
You drive up, you fly.
Are you kidding? Drive that long way? No.
My wife won't fly anymore. She stopped.
No, I got to get there quick. So I'll be going up and coming back.
When you
back.
Fly to Boston or Hartford?
Hartford, Connecticut.
I know it well. Mm-hmm. Hartford, Connecticut.
So I'm looking
forward
to that
too. That's
awesome.
Up in Hartford.
Mm-hmm. And I'm doing a lot of exciting things too.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm putting together an event. We're going to celebrate life. We are inviting cancer survivors to come and be in a fashion show. We are inviting, if you know someone that has been in the battle and lost and honored, we're asking you to come be in a fashion show and walk in honor of them.
Oh,
and
nice.
We're asking other people to come if you are in the battle right now. We want to celebrate with you your journey of hope. And then we're going to fellowship and we're raising money for our center.
Who's going to the Basketball Hall of Fame this year?
I don't know. I lost count.
No.
Because when Mr. Dr. O'Neill went, then I kind of just not paid as much attention. I'm going to be honest right now.
Michael and Dr. O'Neill and everybody, we have a caller. Would you like to, can you read it from here? Would you like to say hello to this person?
Hi.
What is his name? Read on the monitor. Can you see it?
Yes.
Okay.
Who is it?
This is my dad.
What's your dad's name?
I thought it was another one. That's my dad.
Hi. Hi, Dad. And
hello,
what's your dad's name?
My dad's name is Gregory.
Hi, Gregory.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Hey, Gregory.
How you doing?
Good.
How's it going?
Yo, I was calling tonight to say that you guys are doing an awesome job.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I met you, Dr. O'Neill, at Praise Tabernacle in Eustis.
Okay, yes.
Yes, and it was a few years back, but I met you over there.
Well, wonderful.
Yeah, and Nina's doing an awesome job. We're so proud of over here.
She is doing a wonderful job tonight.
She is.
And so pleasant. Her personality is to be commended. She's fitting right in with us.
We know that you did a good job there, Gregory, because she's awesome. She's going to be a super radio person.
Absolutely.
Yes.
She's a good girl, but all the credit goes to our mom and God.
Yes, indeed.
So I'm just here helping.
There you go. We're going to give you some credit anyway.
Mom, we said hello too. Yes. We're very happy to meet her.
Thank you very much for calling in. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you so much for the call.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
That
That fooled me. I thought it was another Gregory.
All right. You know, you never know. You meet people out there, you never know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
When you're going to talk to them or see them again. So it pays for us to be on our best
behavior.
He's had a couple years, and it was a couple years. We met at a church service in Eustis. It was good. Doing some fellowship.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's got to be a darn good parent to turn out someone as fine as Nina, that's for sure.
Supposed to be going break here? What are we doing? Oh, we're supposed to be on break. Woo-hoo.
Break time.
To break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. We are going to break. See on the other side of the break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aid is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aid is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living Aid, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you, just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aids.
An average funeral costs over $8,500. Will your loved ones be prepared for this financial burden? If you are 85 or younger, final expense insurance can pay up to $35,000 to ease the burden of funeral and burial expenses. No medical exam is needed. Rates will never increase, benefits stay the same, and the policy won't expire. Call now and secure the lowest rate possible. Don't put the burden of your debt on your loved ones. Call today.
For blind folks, it's only done by your voice. No paperwork is involved. Call 1-800-955-0143. Don't forget to say you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show and receive your free bracelet. Call 1-800-955-0143.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs, and you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
It's going to happen. One of these days, you or your loved one will need home care. And when that happens, don't panic, don't stress, don't worry. For peace of mind, just make one phone call to Home Care Assistance of Orlando. Companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medication reminders, bathing, grooming and dressing, and much more. What separates Home Care Assistance of Orlando from all the rest? High caliber caregivers, high quality caregiving. Call Home Care Assistance of Orlando, 407-232-7155, 407-232-7155. Visit homecareassistanceorlando.com.
Is it a struggle getting your blood work done? Is the price too high? No insurance is needed, none whatsoever. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. Any Lab Test Now. We're in your healthcare budget. Affordable upfront prices, no surprise bill. In and out in 15 minutes or less. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. That's right, Any Lab Test Now. Conveniently located, 8975 West Colonial Drive in Ocoee, Florida. Most test results only in 24 to 72 hours. Work-friendly hours, including Saturdays. Mention radio and receive $15 off any lab test value at $49 or more. Offer only valid at our Ocoee location. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. If you need lab work, there's only one place to go. Call today, 407-930-8200. That's 407-930-8200. Any lab test now.
We are back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and I'm your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Right now, we have Eugene from, I think, Clearwater, Florida. Yes. Eugene, are you from Clearwater?
Yeah, you better know it, Michael.
Hey, Eugene.
Hi, Eugene.
Hi, Eugene.
How you doing, Len, Mike? Dr. O'Neill, Goddess, and Hildebrandt, and Nina. All right.
All right.
Got a good show tonight.
Well, thank you so much.
I like the testimony. I like the testimony from Goddess. That was good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I think Nina's going to do real good on the kids' show.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. Yes, and we thank excited. You for your donation. Thank you so much.
That's no problem. Hey, we got to take care of the kids. They're our future.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I want to put a challenge out to anybody else out there that's listening to send in donations. You know, you got to think of the kids. And we need to get this show off on the air so it'll help the kids that are out there.
Oh, thank you very
well
much.
Well said. Thank you, Eugene.
Thank you so much.
Very true.
Y'all take care.
Thank you for calling, Eugene.
Way to go, okay. Eugene.
And we're having, as you know, as Eugene, we're putting your name up as a donor. No, but
there.
I'm saying when we have the show, yeah. It'll be right in and we go to break. Their names will be on as donors.
Which reminds me, anybody who donated or pledged to the New Children's Show, your name is already up in lights on the website. Okie dokie.
Okay, so now we have another caller.
Actually, would you like to take this caller?
You want to take this caller?
Oh, I suppose so.
Here you go.
I don't even know. Okay, there we go.
There you go.
All right. Hello. Here on Blind and Beyond Radio.
Hello. This is Bill Basic calling from Durand, Michigan.
Hi!
See, in other words, that would be the greatest dad ever.
Aww. Aww.
That would be my dad.
Hey, Dad.
Cell phone bill, it's okay.
Well, thanks for calling in.
To all of you, you've been cutting in and out. I've been listening on my cell phone. But it's great to listen to all of you. And I've talked to Goddess before on the phone. And, she's a wonderful daughter. If I could claim her as my daughter.
Thanks, Dad.
I told you.
You got two awesome daughters.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, yeah. Catherine's got quite a story of her own. If you ever have a chance to talk to her, we're really proud of her.
We're going to have her back.
We'll have to have her back. Be on the show, and we can talk to Catherine. Absolutely, okay. Agree with you, 100%.
I just want to say a quick hi to my children. Is that okay? Can I do that?
Absolutely, yes. Absolutely.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Ann. Hi, Becky. Hi, Mary. Hi, Stephanie.
Who's all these kids belong to? They belong to you, Catherine?
Yeah, we miss you. Hi, Kathy. Hi, Andrew. Jeez. Hi, Tim. And hi, Joel.
I'm sorry. Who's all these kids belong to? All yours?
Those are all my siblings.
All mine.
All your kids?
5 and 5.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yep. Hi, Mom. I heard you in the background. Hi.
You're hard worker with all these kids.
Thanks for just seeing you sometime.
That's right. I'm coming.
That's 10 kids on a teacher. He's been a teacher for over 50 years, and he raised 10 kids, and we all love him so much.
Wow.
That's incredible.
My mom was a stay-at-home mom, and thanks to that, I'd say we're all pretty decent people.
That's it.
Indeed.
Love you all. Thanks for letting us call.
You're welcome.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling. Take care. Wow. Michael, 10 kids. What?
Do we have a time for one more short song from Dave before we do our wrap up?
I don't think so. I don't know.
No? How about a short song?
We got a short
He's
song?
Ready.
A short
He's
song.
Ready.
I'll make it short.
Okay. I'll make it short.
All right.
I could do a double time, but I'm going to...
We have 5 minutes left, so it'll be short song.
Short.
I see trees green, red roses too. I've seen them bloom for me and for you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies blue and clouds are white, bright blessed day and the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Well, the colors of the rainbow are so pretty in the sky, and also on the faces of the people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're mostly saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Thank you.
Very good. David.
Yes, sir.
You did a great job, David.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
See, I shortened that for you. Good. How about that?
That was beautiful.
What, Lynn?
Okay, well, I just wanted to take this last few minutes after we, before we thank everybody for coming. I just wanted to remember that Joe Polano would have had a birthday this August 17th this week, and we miss you, Joe. There ain't no show without Joe. That's what we used to say. So happy birthday up in heaven, Joe.
Happy birthday.
Joe Polano from South Florida. Yes, he was wonderful. And then I wanted to say that next week, Sheila Young will be in the studio. Who? You all know Sheila Young.
Yeah, Sheila.
Our co-host will be in the studio, and we will be talking to another Lighthouse Central Florida client, Marcus Engel. So it'll be another.
Woo!
All right. So.
All right. Well, I want to thank you all for coming to the studio. And for those that are listening, hope you enjoyed the show. I want to thank Dr. O'Neill. Dr. O'Neill.
You're welcome.
Pleasure having you. Pleasure.
Thank you.
Goddess.
Mike.
You're unreal.
Hey, thank you so much. And everyone out there who's in the blind or visually impaired community, just remember, your blindness doesn't define you.
Catherine.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. We're going to have you back. And I want to thank Brenda. Brenda, thank you for coming. And Nina, looking forward to your show. Blind and Beyond Radio Show for Kids. Jarrell, you did a great job. Thank you so much.
Good job, Jarrell. Hey, bye, everybody.
Thank you, Brenda, for helping with the calls.
Yes. Yay, Brenda.
Nina, you still there?
I'm right here. I'm right here. Gonna take a nice
say goodbye to everybody. Tell them to see you on the 26th, 27th.
Goodbye, everybody, and see you on the 26th and the 27th.
No, just the 27th. Just the 27th of August. You'll be talking, listening to and talking to
great
Nina,
show.
6 o'clock on the 27th. Take care. All stay well. Thanks for all listening. God bless you all. Stay well.
Rock on.
Well, now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got...